is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Some states are already taking on President Trump over one of his first actions of his second term.
More than a dozen states are challenging President Donald Trump's executive order ending the constitutional guarantee of birthright citizenship. New Jersey Democratic Attorney General Matt Platkin.
Hundreds of thousands of children who are born in this country to non-citizen parents each year will suddenly have an uncertain legal status.
Mr. Trump's order would end the policy of automatically granting citizenship to people born in the U.S., a move he vowed on the campaign trail he would do once in office. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The leader of the Proud Boys and the founder of the Oath Keepers have been released from prison following Trump's pardons for 1,500 January 6th rioters. Michael Fanone is a former Metropolitan Police officer who suffered a heart attack when a rioter shocked him with a stun gun.
I can assure you that these individuals will go on to commit acts of violence, maybe even commit acts of violence against me or members of my family.
President Trump attended a church service at Washington National Cathedral today.
The service, a tradition when a president takes office, brought together members of several faiths with this central theme.
To pray for unity as a people and a nation.
The Right Reverend Marianne Edgar Buddy speaking directly to President Trump.
I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
When asked what he thought of the service, Trump said they could have done better. A rare snowstorm has paralyzed much of the Deep South today. CBS's Katie Weiss is in New Orleans.
I saw some drivers on the roads driving very slowly and cautiously. But here at this rooftop area where I'm set up, I've been talking with some of my neighbors and some folks who live here who have been sheltering in place, heeding the warnings to not get out on the roads.
Almost every flight at New Orleans Airport was canceled. A Nevada judge has rejected a bid by the accused killer of Tupac Shakur to have his murder case dismissed.
Life goes on. Bail through the empty halls, breath stinking in my drawers, ring, ring.
Dwayne Davis claims he never should have been charged with the 1996 shooting because he reached immunity deals with authorities years ago. The judge ruled Davis has shown no evidence of those deals. The oldest and last surviving member of the band has died. Garth Hudson played piano, organ, synthesizers, and saxophone. He was the only member of the band who didn't sing. Garth Hudson was 87 years old. The band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's now a cold weather advisory in effect. The updated classification from the National Weather Service runs through midnight, with temperatures hovering around the zero mark until the morning. Light powdery snow could come down tomorrow with accumulations of an inch or less. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Due to the extreme cold, City of Racine Department of Public Works is not collecting garbage today. The city has an updated collection calendar available on their website. There's another school district looking for more funds. Racine and Kenosha Unified have upcoming referendums, as does the Raymond School District. Now the Salem School Board in Kenosha County has moved forward an operational referendum for April. They're looking for an extra $2 million a year to avoid budget cuts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks head to the Big Easy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are headed to New Orleans to play the Pelicans tomorrow night. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. Milwaukee's won 7 of the last 8 games. After a 4-game home stretch, they now head out with 5 of the next 6 games on the road. In college hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers play UCLA tonight in Los Angeles. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation after beating USC over the weekend. Marquette has dropped in the AP Top 25 from 7th to 10th. Tonight they face Seton Hall. Head coach Shaka Smart on how to help Cameron Jones get going.
I need to spend some time with him and rub his temples because, you know, listen, this Cam Jones, man, this guy's out of this world. But he's also a human being. He's, you know, feeling a lot of pressure, I would imagine. He hasn't verbalized that, and he's been great in practice, and he's been an A-plus teammate. But, man, there's just a lot expected of him on his shoulders. And I think right now when he rises up from outside, he's feeling the weight of some of that.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports On. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. dangerously cold, with wind chills 30 to 20 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 20 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, we will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. Light snow moves in late, less than an inch expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's zero at our studios.
Timeless hits from the Beatles on WRJN. All right, try to follow me on this. It was on this date in 1966. George Harrison of the Beatles married Patty Boyd at Leatherhead Register Office in Surrey with Paul McCartney as best man. Now, George had first met Patty on the set of the Beatles movie A Hard Day's Night. Now, she left George Harrison in the mid-1970s and started an affair with Harrison's friend Eric Clapton, who wrote the song Layla about her. Now, the two of them, Eric Clapton and Patty Boyd, were married in May of 1979, but they split up in 1988. Harrison and Clapton remained close friends throughout this whole thing, and George Harrison called Eric Clapton his husband-in-law.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see you.
Mind. Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned.
tried to run my life. Don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if he'll run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman, and Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters. He wraps up the weekend box office numbers for us. Brett?
At number five, it was Moana 2. This movie is still going strong in its eighth week of release. It's hard to believe the movie was released on Thanksgiving weekend. It brought in $8.4 million and is approaching $450 million in total. At number four was Sonic the Hedgehog 3 with $11 million. At number three was Universal's new horror release, Wolfman. It took in $12 million. Number two was a bit of a surprise. Driven by great reviews and positive word of mouth, the comedy One of Them Days from Sony took in $14 million in its first weekend of release to earn second place. And at number one, it was Mufasa the Lion King. While in its fifth week of release, the movie continues to find new moviegoers and made $15.5 million this past weekend to be at the top of the box office. This upcoming weekend, everything could all change with the new releases of Flight Risk from Lionsgate and Brave the Dark from Angel Studios. Escape the cold and cozy up with a movie at your local theater.
All right, Brent. It's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Take a break from the daily grind and treat yourself to something sweet at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Delight in a variety of cobblers, each topped with vanilla bean ice cream. From timeless peach to indulgent cherry and decadent caramel apple, there's a flavor to satisfy every craving. Enjoy freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls served in-house through the drive-thru or at your next birthday party or special event with signature catering options. When winter's chill bites, nothing warms the soul like a stop at the Peach Cobbler Factory, open every day at noon.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf, where golf season never ends.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish us a word I used to describe.
D. Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Volman will want to know if you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Harmon's Hermits.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. History.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Are you staying warm? That cold weather advisory remains in effect here throughout the day today. Now, tomorrow it starts to get warmer, sort of. It's going to get up to about 22 or so, maybe 24. But the wind chill values are still going to feel like between 10 below and zero tomorrow. Covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We should be back to normal tomorrow. For now, it's a cold weather advisory remaining in effect through midnight tonight, with temperatures hovering around the zero mark until morning. Local warming stations continue to operate, providing relief to those seeking shelter. An 8-year-old Walworth County boy was shot and killed early yesterday morning, and the child's stepfather has been arrested. Town of Geneva police say a 52-year-old Lake Geneva man was taken into custody after the shooting at around 2:30 Monday morning. It's still not clear if the shooting was intentional. Wildlife in Franklin is getting an upgrade. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports that Milwaukee County Parks has secured funding from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to restore 90 acres of agricultural land near the Root River Parkway in Franklin. The aim is to return the land to its natural state. The project is set to transform 58 acres into prairie and 32 acres into forest. It's reported that in 3 years, the restored area would provide habitats for native wildlife, enhance water quality, and contribute to the overall health of the Great Lakes system. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Dangerously cold, with wind chills 30 to 20 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 20 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, we will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. Light snow moves in late, less than an inch expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's zero at our studios.
Sometimes I never wanna see you again.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It says here, a report found that the happiest U.S. states are those that have people who are the most tolerant, while the saddest, of course, are those that have NFL teams that are 5-12.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
Around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and you're going to want to be listening to WRJN because we're putting together a prize package of timeless gifts to go along with our timeless hits. Details on those romantic prizes and how you can win next week on WRJN.
than live without him.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, let's take you back to this date in 1997. January 21st of 97, Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis Presley's manager and agent, died of a stroke in Las Vegas at the age of 87. He was born Andreas van Kuik, a Dutch immigrant who changed his name as soon as he arrived in the U.S. Parker never applied for a green card and feared deportation his entire life. He also briefly managed country singers Eddie Arnold and Hank Snow. But of course, best known for managing Elvis, here's Suspicious Minds on WRJN.
We're caught in a trap.
listeners, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Much of the Deep South is a winter wonderland. Some areas from South Texas to the Carolinas could get 8 inches of snow. In Clinton, Alabama, Regina Rust is glad she went shopping ahead of the storm.
We're about to make some soup, and that's probably going to last through all of this that's coming. Just something to prepare to keep my husband warm, me warm, and anybody else needs some soup.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says,